Welcome to Unlock the Power of Picture Books, the podcast designed especially for busy elementary school teachers just like you. I'm your host, Sarah, a former teacher. If you've ever wished for more time to read aloud to your students or struggled to find the perfect book for a lesson, you're in the right place. In each episode, I'll handpick book titles to help you teach specific subjects. No more hours spent searching for the right book. Unlock the Power of Picture Books is your shortcut to impactful teaching. Plus, I'll keep you updated with the latest and greatest picture book releases so your classroom library is always fresh and exciting. Let's get started. It's the end of March, so you know what that means. It's time for my favorite episode of the whole month, where I bring you brand new picture books that were released this month. So, some of these books may sound familiar because I did include some of them in my books that I'm looking forward to in 2024, and I will leave a link to that video in the description box down below so you can see a huge list of books that I'm excited that will be released at the beginning of 2024. My original plan had been to do the whole year, but there were just too many books, so we'll have to revisit that in June. But some of these may sound familiar because they will be from that video as well, but there are some new ones on this list also. So let's dive into those brand new picture books that were released in March 2000. The first book is called The Dress in the Window by Robert Tregoning. In this story, a young boy sees a dress in a store window and he is just amazed by this book. And he is just amazed by this dress, how it shimmers, how it flows, and he has just fallen in love with this dress. And all he wants to do is try it on, and he wants to just earn enough money so that he can buy it from this secondhand shop. But he has to hurry because there's only one red dress available in this window. And you'll have to see how overjoyed he is when his mom gives it to him for his birthday. Such a wonderful story of self-expression, but that joy from a child's individuality is met with love and acceptance. Such an important topic, such an important story, and one that will be a mirror for some of your students. Next, we have A Rainbow in Brown. This one is written by Pavonis Gairon. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. In this story, Jo wants to paint all the wonderful things that she loves. And so with her palette of red and yellow and blue, Jo knows that she can make any combination of those colors to create new colors. And her imagination takes flight as she starts to blend these colors together and to create these secondary colors and to make many beautiful paintings. But as she's mixing them, she realizes that by mixing all of them together, it comes up with her favorite color, brown. This is such a neat story that really brings in those art concepts that students will connect with, especially those really artistic, creative kids in your class. A silly book that was released in March 2024 is called Don't Wash Winston. This one is written by Ashley Belote, and I think your students will really connect with this story as well, especially if you have younger students. And in this story, a well-loved stuffed animal has to be washed. Liam's favorite teddy bear named Winston gets all muddy and Dad has to wash him. But Liam thinks that the washing machine is big and loud and scary. So Liam decides that the only solution is to hide his teddy bear away from this awful machine. Your students will get a kick out of all of Liam's attempts at hiding Winston and finally understanding along with Liam that sometimes those beloved stuffed animals do need to get washed sometimes. But I think your students, especially your younger ones, will really get a kick out of this silly book. Next, we have Tricky Chopsticks by Sylvia Chen. In this story, Jenny Chow struggles with using chopsticks. They are slippery and just oh so tricky to use. Her cousin's birthday party is just around the corner, along with her family's annual chopsticks challenge. She doesn't want to be the only one in her family that doesn't know how to use chopsticks, and she'll do whatever it takes to hold her own in her family's tradition, no matter how creative she needs to get. This book ties in some of those STEAM and STEM ideas, and your students will really enjoy following along in this story as Jenny tries to problem solve in order to figure out the solution to being able to use chopsticks. Another good read aloud to add to your classroom collection. Now we have another book that also has to do with food. This one is called The Moki Makers, and it's written by Sharon Fujimoto Johnson. In the story, a girl and her grandmother spend the afternoon making moki together. And her grandmother talks about how this is a recipe that has been passed down from generations, and now this young girl is going to be the family's newest moki maker. This is a wonderful story about family and traditions and making memories with those that you love. Another new book that was released in March 2024 is called Someone Just Like You. This one is written by Helen Dougherty. And this picture book really encourages empathy and showing how there are many ways that we are similar, even though we do have differences as well. It talks about how somewhere in this world, there is someone who is very similar to you, who might laugh like you or think the same things are funny. And it kind of begs the question of, if they needed help, would you reach out to help them? This book is really a call to action of showing kindness and doing those small acts of kindness to help others. And I know I've talked about this in many of my videos before, especially books about kindness, about how oftentimes kids think that in order to help others, we need to do this big grand gesture, when it's really those tiny little everyday things that we do to help each other out. And I think this book will be a perfect example of that. So another great read aloud to share in your classroom. This next one I want to pick up for my son because he loves avocados. This one is called Avocado Magic, and it's written by Tatal Levy. In this story, a young girl named Ellie is a little upset because her birthday was yesterday and she's not even a little bit taller. And so she's feeling upset. She's kind of sulking under the avocado tree. And her dad comes over and explains that she's similar to the pit of an avocado, that she's small but full of magic. So together they put this avocado seed in a glass of water by the window. And together they watch as both the young girl and the avocado seed take root, grow, and eventually bring new life. And it shares the importance of being patient and understanding that things don't happen quickly, but that they take time and something beautiful emerges when you are patient. The book also includes instructions on how to grow your own avocado plant at the back. And I think some of your students will definitely want to try that either in your classroom with you or at home with their own families. And the last new book that I have for you today is called Ready to Soar by Corey Dorfield. You might recognize this author. She also is the author of The Rabbit Listen, which is another powerful picture book for children. And this one has, again, a great message for students about staying true to yourself rather than being what others want you to be. So Riley makes a paper airplane and she can't wait to let it soar. But then an eagle swoops down and tells her that it's much too small. And so Riley makes it bigger. And just as she's ready to let it fly again, a parrot comes in and says, it's really too boring. So Riley makes it fancier. And bird after bird starts to offer her all of this different advice, making her airplane faster and longer and taller. And after she makes all of these changes, the airplane crashes to the ground. Then Riley meets an actual supportive friend and realizes that she just needs to be who she is and not worry about what all the others have to say. A great read aloud to share with your class, and also a brand new picture book release for March 2024. I will leave links to all of these brand new picture books in the description box down below so that you can grab one or more of them to use in your classroom as picture book read alouds with your students. I'll be back next week with more read aloud tips and book ideas for you to use in your classroom right away. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Unlock the Power of Picture Books podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. This helps me spread the word to more and more teachers just like you. As always, you can find all the links and resources from this episode over at thecolorfulapple.com. I'll see you back here next week.